Alistair Burns here with White Rock head coach Jason Rogers. It's the Whalers live to fight another day, are able to triumph in game four, and now are down 3-1 in the series, but they certainly have a heck of a lot more life after a 2-1, very hard-fought victory here. But I want to focus on Ryden Matheson, a hard-working kid. Haven't heard his name a lot so far in the playoffs, but he's just been Mr. Diligent in the corners and able to finally score.
Yeah, that line, Dorohoy, Ryden, and Svenner. Svensson had a real good push in the second period. I think they changed the momentum a little bit, just playing big man hockey, putting pucks into the airs and going and get their nose dirty, and create a turnover, and Svenner slides it across to Ryden, and he gets a well-deserved goal. He's been probably shots on net have been great. Attempts on net have been great for him over the stretch, but he hasn't really been fortunate, so that's great for him.
And also Matt Burry is another who's been a bit snake bit, and certainly a very hard worker on the penalty kill.
Yeah.
But he's able to score as well. What can you tell me about this young man?
Yeah, Burr is, you know, I think there's a game, a couple games ago, he struggled, looked a little fatigued, and just had a conversation about the importance of his role and what he needs to focus on. And he finds a way to get a big goal, well, a huge goal for us, obviously, the game winner. Very timely, and just from going to the net and doing the things we talked about.
What was the mood on the bench? I'll try to summarize the last couple of minutes.
Chaos.
That basically Langley scores, and then it's all men on deck. The puck is loose for, at my count, at least 20 seconds. Crazy in the crease, at least. 3-4 Whalers are down. Price tries to cover it without making it a penalty shot, and then Langley gets a goal waved off because Burry is called for a penalty.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know how many whistles there were. It seemed like it was 30 seconds sitting there in the slot, and then they get another one over on the side. They get a chance, and they give them credit. They're not going away, and neither are we. And I thought we'd push back and found a way to make it happen tonight. So.
What's the key in Game 5? You've lost the bigger ice because we're back in George Preston, and also the last line changes. You'll be the away team.
Depth. I think we've got to get back to getting four lines, staying out of the box, and being patient, because every game's been a one-goal game, and goals are hard to come by. So.